USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in El Paso, Texas, believe only one person was involved in a deadly shooting at a Walmart.
At this time, we do have one person in custody. We don't believe there's anybody outstanding, so we are advising, we are starting to secure the scene, and the scene is starting to become secure.
El Paso Police Sergeant Robert Gomez talking to reporters. He says that multiple people were killed in today's attack, but did not specify on a number. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is praising law enforcement.
Every available asset came in and apprehended the shooter as quickly as possible after this terrible day in El Paso.
El Paso resident Vanessa Sines was arriving at the mall, which is right near the Walmart, when she says,
driving in, I was looking for a parking lot, and all of a sudden you heard what sounded like fireworks, really loud fireworks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many of the presidential candidates are in Las Vegas taking part in a forum that was sponsored by unions. Former Texas Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke speaking on the tragedy in El Paso.
We heard some initial reports of very high number of people who have been injured right now. And so I just, you know, I'm thinking about El Paso. I want you to be thinking about El Paso as well.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting and has spoken with Attorney General Bill Barr and Texas Governor Greg Abbott as well. A beach just north of San Diego is reopening following yesterday's deadly cliff collapse. Three people died when the sea bluff collapsed onto the beach. Encinas, California lifeguard Captain Larry Giles says this could happen again in that area.
He is concerned about the areas to the side of the current failure. That area is posted. It's posted, yeah, quite well with caution tape and signage down there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many first-time home buyers are struggling to find that right home they're looking for. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale talks on Fox Business about some of the challenges buyers are having in this tricky housing market.
Well, as you know, prices have risen for several years in a row now, and it's particularly hard for first-time home buyers because while we have more homes overall in the housing market, we still don't have very many entry-level homes. Builders have really struggled to build in those lower price points, and that just means first-time home buyers are out there for a long time shopping for a home.
As far as if first-time home buyers are prepared, Hale says,
that's a great question. It is a process, and so it makes sense to pair with an expert who's going to help guide you through that process. You can get lots of information on sites like Realtor.com. You can even find a real estate agent to work with if you don't already have one. So there's lots of information out there, and first-time home buyers are getting prepared. When we asked first-time home buyers what was taking them so long in the search, the biggest thing was finding a home that meets their needs and falls within their budget range. So I think prices, more than lack of information, is really driving this trend.
And as far as interest rates playing a major role, Hale says,
yeah, you know, we've already seen mortgage rates come down pretty dramatically since the end of last year. They're down now about 3.8%. That's 70 basis points below where they were last year. So that's a big help, especially for first-time home buyers who generally borrow larger amounts of money because they put smaller down payments. They don't have as much saved up for their first home purchase.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.